real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. Got a question for you this morning. How is your prayer life? That's a probing question, right? I mean, you might be saying, well, Pastor Dave, my prayer life is really good. Or you might be saying, my prayer life is not very good. And here's a second question connected to that. When you pray to the Lord, do you seek the Lord's will and guidance and direction? Of course you do. And do you say at the end of that prayer, your will be done, not mine? Remember, we're in the book of Matthew chapter 20. And Zebedee's wife, the mother of James and John, her name is Salome, came to Jesus and had an unusual request. Grant that my sons, when you come into your kingdom, might sit on your right and on your left, right? And then this is the answer that Jesus gave in response to that. He said, you'll drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and my left is not for me to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. What was Jesus doing there? He was deferring to God the Father. He was saying, I can't make that judgment. I can't make that determination. I give that to the Father and let his will be done. Wow. How often do we do that in life? I defer to the Father. I give my decisions to the Lord. I ask my request to God and I seek his will and guidance, but I attach to that every time, your will be done, not mine. Now, we just celebrated, obviously, Holy Week just a week or so ago. And in that request that Jesus had on Maundy Thursday night, remember, he said, not my will, but yours be done. Do we do the same thing? And are we okay when God says no to our requests? Sometimes we're not. We don't understand him. We can't see things from his perspective. And it seems from our perspective, from everything that's in front of us, he should grant us our request. He should say yes. I'm sure Zebedee's wife, James and John's mom, felt the same way. Hey, my kid should get this. And Jesus was saying, I defer to God the Father. That's what we need to say when it comes to our prayer life. And there's things in front of us that we're asking God to do. Not my will, your will. I'm deferring to you, Heavenly Father. Now, I've got a story of my own about that. I wanted to be a sports announcer. Some of you know that, right? But I've got to tell you something funny. Sometimes I'll listen to sports talk on a radio station here in the Denver area, and it's April, and they're talking about football in April incessantly. Like, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, that could have been me talking about the boring subject of football. April is the time for March Madness and the start of the baseball season. And it's not football season, but their bosses tell them, you got to talk about football. This is a football crazed town. This is Bronco country. So they got to talk about football, offensive linemen in the middle of April. Ugh. And I hear that. I think, man, that could have been me. Here's the thing. I wanted to be a sports announcer. And I asked God, open the door for that to happen. I sent my letter to CSU to be accepted. They rejected it. And the very same day, the president of St. John's College in Winfield, Kansas, was at my house. He invited me to go to St. John's. I did articles there and did sports announcing. I hated it. And God redirected my life. What I'm saying is God's answer to my prayer regarding being a sports announcer was, no, I have something else in plan for you. And this is what I want you to do. This is my direction for your life. Salome had the same request. Grant this greatness to my sons. And Jesus was saying, I defer to the Father. Friends, whatever you're facing in life that you've prayed about, make sure that you defer to the Father, that you say, God, I don't know what's best for me. Ultimately, you do. And I trust you implicitly. I put this situation in your hands and your will be done. It's a great way to live. It's a wonderful prayer to say. It's not always easy to accept. God has a direction for your life. And the reason he says no to some of our prayers is because, there used to be a show about this, it's because Father knows best. Amen? Father knows best. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is today's Daily Truth.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.